over the last few months, we've been in Matthew chapter 3, I think, for over a month. But there's some things that the Word says that I've always just read through and not paid a lot of attention to. Just thought it was kind of crazy that John the Baptist, wore what he wore and what he ate. And like it wasn't important. But over the last week or two, I hope you've seen the significance that you can trace God's Word so absolute perfect that you can trace it. And every reason for what he says, why he says it, you can trace it to how perfect and precise it is, all the way back to its heritage, all the way back through Israel, but not even that. Today we'll even see before Israel. Okay? All these things come into play that as people challenge you in the Word, or they say, well, I don't know if this is true, or I don't think that's important. If we study the Word, we can see that it is important. In saying that, over this past week, just in talking to various people, and then went to various churches, I think four different people this week have come by my office and made mention of what they did on Mother's Day, or what took place, and I'm thinking, everything is just, to people, the Word's just not that important, evidently. There were two churches at this time right now that are going through the same thing at the same time. But yet they both say God has moved them into this lesson. But yet if you go to Lifeway Christian Bookstore, you can see the messages sitting on a wall. So not only that, there's liars and deceivers through this too. I've come to the point where it almost makes me mad that people think this thing is that it's just an entertainment or it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's serious stuff that has to do with your soul, has to do with your life, has to do with everything that you do as a believer in Christ. It totally molds the way that whether you live a righteous life or a life that's been deceived. I mean, even when you know the truth, there are many out there that I think that trusted in Christ and what He did at the cross, but are totally deceived because they just like stuff and truth's not important. And that's a shame. And so as we go through this book of Matthew, there's things that have significance that I've always read before that I never thought had much significance. So let's look. Over the past few months, we focused on John the Baptist. And we focused on him going out into the wilderness. He's wanting to make the paths straight because Israel had done what? They have fallen away from their God. But now, there was a king. He was born a king, right? God's silence has become, instead of quiet, it's not silence anymore. And here's a messenger to go out into Israel to share that the kingdom is going to be at hand and what they better do. And so not only is he just somebody that's speaking it, but he's wearing the clothes he's supposed to wear. He's eating the food he's supposed to wear so that Israel can trace their steps all the way back. Okay? Thousands of years, and see it's exactly how it's supposed to be. Even dressed the way he's dressed as a prophet that some even thought he was who? Elijah, right? Some thought that this was him, and he had the power of him. And so these little things are important. And last week we talked about, of course, the significance of clothing. We even talked about the colors in clothing that becomes important. And as I thought about that this week, you'll see clothing have a significance all in the Word. All throughout the Word, you'll see that clothing has a significance. There are also, all throughout the Word, whenever a type of clothing was important, or a color was important, or a number was important, you'll also see it counterfeited. Because Satan will always try to counterfeit to make something look right that isn't right. It's just as in today, in times past, you would see people that were demon-possessed, you know, that could be healed. Well, Satan himself would do works and miracles so that they would believe somebody else would be Jesus the Messiah. A lot of people don't realize it, but through the Word and through times past, there were many people that were named Jesus. And there were many people that they thought was the Messiah. Why? Because Satan was a counterfeiter. Okay? Today, how does he counterfeit? He uses good men, or he uses men that people think are good, and he uses the very word that I preach out of, and he uses them to deceive others, to get them to believe things that are not true, or they're out of context, so far that even they believe it. And so, all through the Word, through the clothing, through how we wear, through how we act, through when our Bible study times are, as well as there's the truth, there's also the counterfeit. And so we better know the Word, and we better be able to reproof it, we better be able to correct it, we better believe that the man that says the things about God is telling the truth. Or you'll be deceived. And I don't know if you thought about this, but I remember I saw a guy today that I used to do artwork for Aztec, and they would have these metal panels that would be as long as this wall here, and I had to do the artwork on what's called Lexan. It's like a plastic that you would paste on the panel. And it would have pictures of their machinery, and they would have, you'd place it down, there'd be holes in certain places where they would work the controls. Well, let me tell you, when I was young, when I was early in doing this, I thought I'd be good, and I would start over here, and in about a month, I'd be over here, because there'd be 10 or 15 colors, and they had to be precise. Well, if you got off over here, by the time you got to here, and I'm not talking about the other end when it was over, by the time you got to here and you spent hundreds of dollars on material, you spent $100 on paint, you spent hundreds of dollars of the company's money, and not only that, they paid you for that month. If it was off by the time it got to here, you started over. I mean, it was off over there. By the time it got to here, it was way off. I mean, way off. So, I mean, the issue is, you can't be a little bit wrong. It can't be, it's not affordable at all. It's not profitable at all to be a little bit off. Right? Well, it's the same way as we study the Word and we look at these things in the Word. And that's why we look at the details in the Word. Now, the reason I said all that is one of the biggest problems I had preaching the Word before I understood the truth, because a lot of people preach the Word before they understand the right way, right? And I started preaching the Word before I understood what was right. To the point that I not only was unprofitable for myself, but I can think of generation after generation after generation of other kids growing up that I also taught them unprofitable doctrine. That's a sad thing, but it's the truth. It doesn't make me happy, right? But the issue is, I need to start now, or now that I know the truth, I need to preach what I know now. Even the detailed things. So if you sat here for a month and you've heard me talk about the clothing that John wore over the last month and it's boring you, I'm sorry. It's important. It's very important. Everything in the Word's important. What he ate, what he wore, all about it. So that's why we're doing what we're doing and why we're taking our time in it. I can't do that as much on Sunday because a lot of times we have visitors, and my hope is to share the gospel towards salvation on Sundays. All this can lead to the gospel, though. Every bit of it. In saying all that, you'll see clothing having significance all in the Word. There's also counterfeits. Even John wearing a girdle. There's even a golden girdle that's even talked about in Revelation. The temple always had priests that dressed a certain way. Scripture even brings up cities in Psalms and Revelation. You'll even talk about nations or cities being clothed. Saints are talked about wearing what? White. And so these things mean a lot. I'm not going to get all into that, but it's important to know these things. Now, I tell you what, let's go to Matthew chapter 3 again. Matthew chapter 3. I may be a little bit scattered at first, but I'm going to try to bring it all in because we're going to talk about the number 10. We're going to talk about camel's hair. I know that's crazy, but every time I started reading about John's specific clothing, these things kept coming up. And I'm telling you, they play a significant role in why John was wearing what he was wearing. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey." Now, last time we looked at the garments, now we're going to look at camel's hair, and we're going to hopefully by next week we'll know exactly why. But there's some significance to the camel's hair that I never dreamed of until I looked the word camel's hair up and went all the way through the Bible and read chapter after chapter after chapter about camel's hair in different places. It's crazy, I know, but we're going to get there. Now, one thing about camel's hair is it looks towards the mission. Okay? Now, what was Israel going to do? They're going to be what? To believe. And then they're going to be a kingdom of priests. And they're going to be missionaries that go out into the world, right? And they're going to bring the Gentiles to the king. And so John the Baptist is out, and he's wearing this girdle, and he's got camel's hair, and he's eating honey and locusts, and he's saying, Prepare ye. He's saying, For the kingdom is at hand. Make the path straight, because they have made paths crooked as everything. God's chosen people. Finally, the word's coming back out after God had remained silent. Okay? And so this is what he's wearing. And they will know, and you'll see as we read, that camel's hair has a lot to do with mission. Okay? It also has a lot to do not only with mission, but towards the nations and the Gentiles. Okay? They need to be looking, John's telling them they need to be looking forward, okay, to the rise of Israel and their program. John's preparing the way. The time is coming. It's at hand. It's not there yet, but it's going to come, is what John's preaching. That's his message. Camel's hair in key with John. Think about it. I thought about, you know, camel's hair as being, as far as a garment, and I thought about even us today, and when we go see the movies or we have our superheroes and all this stuff, what do they always wear? They always wore a cape, didn't they? All these superheroes wear a cape. We will look at a superhero and see that they wear a cape. I mean, so these people saw John as what he wore, and we talked about last week somebody that, who was it that wore the mantle? And it meant a lot. Was it Saul? King Saul? Or was it Solomon? Somebody we talked about last week had a mantle on, had a covering. So all these things, whether we know it or not, they mean something when we see it. And when these people came out from Judea, when they were being baptized, and they saw what John was wearing, they remembered their heritage. And he was dressed as that of a prophet. When the prophet spoke, they knew it was God speaking through them, and they feared God. And here's John in that kind of clothing. We'll also look not only at the camel's hair, but I want us to notice what I started noticing is the number 10 when we study these words with Scripture. How important the correlation is. Also remember, one thing that I think is important, if we're not careful, we do know, of course, that Matthew, look at this beautiful board, Matthew deals with Israel, right? We know it was for Israel, and we know that the book deals with Israel. It's not our doctrine, right? Now, another thing we'll know, though, is in the Old Testament, okay, in the Old Testament, before Israel became a nation, what were all those people?
Gentiles.
At one time, the whole world was Gentile. Everybody was Gentile. God's the one who pulled Abraham out and made a nation. So you got to remember, as we read this, he's going all the way back before Israel was a nation. Okay? And we'll see the significance of that. And as in the number 10, what's it for? Gentiles. That's what it stands for. So at one time, all were Gentiles.
And now here's John the Baptist wearing camel's hair, and it's a picture of the mission of the nation of Israel going out to the Gentiles. So even what he wore meant something. Numbers mean everything, and so does the clothing. Okay, so remember now, where we're going to go can be even before Israel. Also remember now, all were Gentile. God called out a nation. You got to look at the beginning of the nations. Give you an example. Go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 10. Genesis 10:10. We're going to do some reading in about three chapters today. But I think they're important because I want you to start seeing, wow, this is wild how these fit. And next week we'll close it all up with what he wears, and we'll talk about food after that. Genesis 10, you notice what chapter it is, and notice what verse it is. 10:10. Again, the number 10 is going to be out there. You're going to see some crazy stuff with this, okay? In Genesis 10:10, the word says, "And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar." And I could go on and read it, but what this is the beginning of nations. Okay? This is the beginning of nations after Noah. Guess when Noah was after Adam? He was the 10th. It's kind of interesting, ain't it? Even Noah was the 10th of Adam, right? I think that's kind of neat. Here we see the beginning of the nations. Genesis 10:10. So the number 10 is going to play a role in certain things. Notice the beginning of the nations here. Now, guess what? If you go to Daniel and Revelation, the ending of the nations, guess how many nations there are? 10. Daniel speaks of the 10 toes. Revelation speaks of the 10 horns. The Gentile nations have to do with the number 10. Okay? Also note, again, that Noah is from Adam. What about, and I just, we're not going to go there because we've got a lot to read. What about Acts 10? Guess what happens? Anybody remember what happens in Acts 10? You have the Jew that has never gone to the Gentile. And who is Cornelius? And God is sent to go see Cornelius, the Gentile who has given alms. It's another picture, a beautiful picture, if all of Israel would have believed, of this kingdom. So I just think that's kind of interesting, all these tens, how they fit. Numbers are amazing. Cornelius in a specific act of a Gentile with a Jew. It's even interesting that Gentiles would even count by tens. If you go all the way back when counting started, they always counted by tens.